into agreement, for us to come into consent, for us to come into holy remembrance, because, oh my gosh, the energy is coming through. These are the times that we've been promised. These are the times of allowance. So it's of priority that we allow, that we permit, that we evolve ourselves with our true nature, with our true gift, with our true establishment. So as the energies pour forth, it's for our place of new beginnings. So they're asking us with delight to come into consent to our empowerment, to come into consent to our justified response, because each of us are initiates on the path. And the more that we recognize that we are receiving our promised land, we're receiving our devotional placement as we choose, as we select, as we respond. So all of us are moving through our own awarenesses, our own consciousness, our own exploratory regions of delight. In other words, what we're doing is we're clearing, polishing the mirror, as they say. We're clearing our own consciousness to bring forth our arrival, to bring forth our acceptance. So as these energies come through to bless, they come through to unite, they come through to aspire, they come through for our own pleasure, because as we agree to our pleasure, as we agree to our holiness, what we do is we set the record straight and we offer that blessing, we offer that acceptance to all of life, because all of life is advancing, is being offered, is being invited into the higher approach. And so it's for us to receive this with liberal pleasure. So the energies that are being introduced, they're going to be knocking on your door. They're going to be capsizing old expectation, old nuisance involvement. In other words, each of us are playing with lower energies in different areas of our life. We may have solved the riddle in some areas, in other areas it's like, what's going on? So this is about inviting us to liberal pleasure. In other words, it's for us to be able to see over the old constructs, because we all create out of our personal involvement. In other words, what we believe. And what we believe is extremely powerful, because that's how we manifest. So the energies that are being introduced in this arrival are to set the record straight. And so it brings forth all that is less than, all that is less than that which is our due pleasure. Now, the pleasure, they've been speaking about this for quite a number of groups now. It's for us to receive this good pleasure, because again, what we're doing is demonstrating allowance. So for us to be impoverished, for us to do without, is not supporting all of the arrival. So this is where some of us have some, they're literally showing me like we're untying the knots. So whether we've taken vows of poverty or whatever it may be, that to serve spirit is to serve in abundance. To serve in abundance, because what we're showing, demonstrating to our own self, to our own understanding, is the permanent evaluation. In other words, the separation never occurred. So if we're one with our divine self, with our divine understanding, then all is possible. All is possible. So it's for us to receive this. It's for us to understand that the blessings that we're entitled to are coming forth to then be distributed. So this is not just about how do I make my own personal life better and have a good linear time here. This is about abundance flowing through us for the correction of the all. To demonstrate that there is no separation, to demonstrate that there's no lack. So we're in charge of the new earth. In other words, we create this through our own understanding, through our own pleasure, through our own consent. They keep saying pleasure, and I'm like, I keep saying that. They're like, say it again. Because it's a program. It's a programming. We're coming into consent. The old belief, the old paradigm is you got to suffer. You got to work hard. You got to pay your dues. So this keeps us in line. Like we're all like these factory workers. It keeps us in line. So the pleasure reminds us of our joy, reminds us of our bliss, reminds us of our acquittal, reminds us of our true sanctuary, our true establishment, our true holiness. Let us receive. We ask, therefore, that you receive this empowerment in demonstration of your light, in demonstration of your wealth, because this is the avenue through which you arrive, that you claim on behalf of all the sentient beings on our beautiful planet at this time. You claim it on behalf of all those places on earth that are deemed helpless. And what they mean by helpless is their pervasive standing of the dark understanding of life. And so as we turn on the light in our own awareness, now when they're saying in our own awareness, in our own daily activities. So this is not about let's just create heaven on earth, 1, 2, 3, go. This is bringing it through our own consciousness. This means on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis, to open up to the light, to open up to the new advantage, to open up to your priority. So you get priority mail, you're going to open that package to receive your full endowment, to receive your full advisement. So again, our higher self is bringing forth this advisement. It's bringing forth the special delivery package. So as we will receive this on for the benefit of our entitlement, when they're saying our, they mean the collective. They mean the collective. So we're receiving this for the benefit of the collective, because again, this is about bringing spirit into form. It's about remaining on the planet through our discovery, through our acceptance, remaining, demonstrating, serving, teaching, enlightening, embodying these frequencies of holiness. Let us receive. So every place where you feel like the jurisdiction is the dark, where it has not been lightened to higher awarenesses. Imagine, if you will, right now, these energies covering like protection, covering like a blessing, moving. You can imagine them moving in and through you, moving through your living room, over situations, could be global, could be community, family, personal affairs. But again, all of life is an extension of our own consciousness. It's our consciousness that we're bringing light to, in essence. So that's a priority to understand. We're not healing anything outside of ourselves. We're healing our own self, our own mirage, our own consciousness. So there's a lot of authority with that. There's a lot of empowerment, because who's ultimately in charge? We are. We're not waiting for our wife to talk to us. We're not waiting for the boss to see what an amazing job we're doing. We're coming to recognize our own acquittal, our own forthright. And so as we do this, we release the need for suffering. We release to see us like all bound up. It's like the restrictions. We are the ones that are anchoring in the new frequencies through our light bodies, through our advantages. So see that occurring. See your multidimensional influence. In other words, all of your incarnations in this very moment are receiving this blessing. So it's not just this incarnation, because remember, we're our totality of claim, we're our total bliss. And so these energies are bringing forth corrections in our disenfranchised states throughout time, throughout the various incarnations. Receive this now. Let us take a moment of prayer. There are ones that are aspiring to greatness. It's like literally at your doorstep, literally like you open the door and there it is. So let me explain this, because they're saying there are a number of us that have been inching our way forward, to our credit, you know, because we're the ones that receive. It's an action step. It's not just like, oh, just bless me, bless me. We have to come into agreement. And we're learning what that entails. We're really learning the mechanics of consciousness, because it's for us to embody grace. Now, that's a verb, that's an action occurrence. And so if you could understand that it's, put this in words, they're showing me it's just like quantum mechanics, but they're saying to take my time to come up with a word that we'll all understand this. I'm going to use the word allowance, because when I receive the energies, they're asking me to play with it so I could understand. It's really about allowing. Now, let me explain the fright that comes up so we all understand what that's about. Allowing means you're going to go first. So there are going to be others in your life where the priority is the darkness, the priority is victimhood, the priority is blame. So when you allow, it's like you stop playing the old game. It's a little bit like of a risk taker is what the energies feel like me, because you're trusting a new approach. You're trusting a new alignment. You're trusting a new involvement. It's almost like being in middle school, and it's like your friends look at you and it's like, what? You're gonna go talk to a new friend? You know, like that's a slight to us. So that's actually what that whole drama is really entailing, because the ego is pulling you back. The ego, just like middle school or whatever, it's like sameness. Stay at mediocre. stay with the gang. Stay with the gang. Then you got our love. Then you got our protection. So it really plays out what occurs in consciousness. That's the reason things like that occur in our developmental years, because it's our development with the ego. So what's occurring now is we're coming home to true love, to our establishment of our light. In you know, when we hear about twin flames, our own twin flame within ourselves. It's not our divine partner in the flesh, which can arrive at times, but most importantly, it's our own partnership with our divinity. So when we're claiming this, we're really stepping out of order. We're stepping out of the normal order. And so this is where allowance. Now, to have allowance, it's trusting your higher claim. So whether you call that divine self, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Sophia, whatever your words, whatever your paradigm, remember, words are just symbolic. Words are symbolic. The higher you go, the less words, even though these attunements are all very wordy. It's really the knowing. It's really the energy that is being offered beyond the words. And so as you will receive it, it's your intention. It's your intention to know your true self, your whole self. As you do this, as we allow, we claim our rightful place. We claim it. So again, getting back to our story, there are many that are ready for that allowance. Allowance of more, allowance of new. Now we know when we receive that higher frequency, it's going to shake things up. It is. It causes more problems in the beginning. And the ego is going to say more problems than it's worth. because it upsets the apple cart. We no longer fit in to the old establishment. Now, the old establishment, some of that is just our creature comforts, the relationships we're holding on to that aren't serving us, the whatever it may be. Now, relationship can be anything. It could be with a piece of furniture, could be with a partnership, could be with an employment, whatever it is. But things are brought up for reassemblance because we're ready. So it's really about faith in ourselves and trusting that we're ready. We're ready to receive. We're ready for this allowance. We're ready for this place of new beginnings. Let us all receive this. And so it is. Okay, may I just say, powerful group, and I mean this quite sincerely, the energies that you're all working with are vibrating at a very high rate. Now, this brings in quick discoveries. In other words, you're not waiting 6 months to read the end of the book that you happened, spiritual book that you're happening to be reading. What you're going to find is some of these books, it's like a template that once you align with your own higher awareness, you take off. So permit yourself to receive, permit yourself to understand your own intuitive guidance, because things are happening than even some of the, I don't know who it is, but they want me to talk about this, than even some of the books that were written, because again, it's written, it takes time for publishing, it takes time for it to come into your hands, and the priority is our ascension, the priority is love, the priority is moving into those higher visions. So don't feel like you got to do things the old way. Don't feel like you got to do things the way of yesterday. In English, trust your own intuition. Trust your own intuition when you're complete with something. Trust your own intuition where you're like, yeah, I got what I needed, next. Because that is what all the books are about, all the classes are about, is helping you to be guided by your own establishment. Okay, back to the power. There is a lot of powerful energy that I'm receiving, and this is everybody here. This is everyone here, including those that are listening at a later time. But your higher selves are here in the here now. Okay, so that being said, yes, Stephen, I am so on board this time, and you were going to go first this time. I kind of missed him last time. My apologies.
Oh no. You know, there's no accidents, and so.
Well, that's kind of true, too. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Well, I mean, I guess we should start with the message.
We'll start with the message. Okay. Bottoms up. Bottoms up. You're receiving light. You're receiving light in high dosages, high establishments. And you're learning how to seek your own advisement. In English is everything what I was talking about. You're learning how to trust yourself, not the linear format, the linear equation. In other words, your mind still has these ideas of what life should look like. And what you're permitting yourself to do is to activate your own entitlement. I saw some phenomena. It was a news story, and it was just people playing out some traditional customs. Nothing wrong with it. But what we're really learning how to do is move out of society's dictation. And what I mean by that is like established protocol. In other words, you're receiving like your wings, you're receiving your higher advisement. And so you're learning how to rid yourself of false claim, false doctrine, false, well, this is what life should be, or this is what success means. Success in a dream consciousness. So like, in other words, it's all fabrication. So you're in the process of showing up. You're in the process of reporting to your true activation. And so you're going to find places where you're still tied to the old belief systems, and that's okay, because it's like as each feeling surfaces, as each belief surfaces, it brings forth a higher pleasure, a higher knowing, a higher allowance. So they're saying, like, how do I say this? It's lonely on the top, and I don't mean lonely. I just mean that, relatively speaking, there are few so far on the planet that have arrived to your level of occurrence, your level of endowment or luxury. So to say it another way, you can't really look for sponsors. You can't really look at what other people are doing in their life to compare it to your worth, compare it to your path, a procession, to see how you're doing. So you're receiving new provisions. You're receiving, it's almost like a new birth, you know, like my life's birth again. And so with that comes a few bits of challenges where, excuse me, it's a little bit like, you know, almost, I want to say dying to self. I don't mean dying to the ego and whole. I mean dying to the established rituals or protocols or beliefs. And it's a little bit like moving into a state of groundlessness, because you really have nothing to fall back on. Because it's like, even though you're still in form, even though you're on the planet, your old home life in a way doesn't no longer exist, because you're no longer bound to respond to it. And as you trust it, and there's like this liftoff process where as you trust it, I literally see like a plane going down the runway. As you trust it, you have liftoff. As you trust it, all will be revealed, whether you see the master's retreat or your master's levitating in front of you, whatever it is, it all comes together. So it's this process that you're engaged in surrendering, releasing in order to receive. And it's good, and to permit yourself to have that involvement and to have that like twists and turns a little bit, because oh gosh, how to put this in words? It's sort of like every step is ordered, every step is needed. So you don't want to deny what occurs, but you don't want to ignore it either. So like a nice meditative process will lead you home. Will lead you home. Okay, so I hope that helps. And your question?
No, I think, you know, you did a really like a long, like a full reading practically. So I'm not going to have any questions. I mean, it's describe what I'm going through. I even tried to write about it, but nobody really responded. They didn't get it. But compared to, like, you know, this instead of looking like retirement, it's really like a chance to start your life over again. And I thought it was great, but.
It was great.
I read my own writing, but people didn't. I don't know if they couldn't relate to it or what.
Bingo. That's why now I understand why they said what they said. And what they were emphasizing, that there are few on the planet that are at your level, because they're not at the state of arrival. So they have nothing to anchor it in terms of their own beliefs. So it's understanding that you are on purpose, and understanding when they said it's lonely on the top, simply because it's like you really have to trust that path that you know is there without anyone coming into agreement with you, because they're not there to do that yet. They're not there to do that yet.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jay. Oh, I muted you. Hold on. Sorry about that. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Hi. I'd be more than happy to take a message from you.
Okay. One moment, please.
And one second. And just kind of maybe tell me, like, what's the most important points that I'm missing along your messages that I really need to grasp. Thank you.
And say your first name, please.
Jay.
Follow the yellow brick road. In English. Gosh. Jay, say your name one more time, please.
Jay.
Follow your divine counsel. Follow your excellent guidance system. You're being followed. What they mean by that is you're being guided. When you say Jay, I hear jaywalking, which is funny. But what they mean by that is become the disciple, really become the disciple. I'm going to give you a personal example so you understand what we're talking about. So I had a situation this morning that I was, I don't have to answer that because my son's home. I was in a situation this morning that I was not enjoying. Tears were involved. I was not enjoying at all. But it showed me something extremely important. And what it taught me is the power of my own mind. In other words, I attracted a situation where I was playing victim. And I'm like, they're doing that and they're doing this. And honestly, they were. And I really was the victim in the linear. And any court in America would have agreed with me. But here's the thing, what I was shown was I pre-selected that. I chose that for my own satisfaction. In other words, because of my fears about a situation, I set up, hopefully this makes sense to you, I called forth the injustice. I called forth the problematic experience or that part of what I experienced from somebody. In English, I was coming from a place of lack. The reason I was because I was repeating past involvement. In English, I was afraid past situations could repeat. So I was holding that energy of fear of the past, and I literally called it forth to me again. Now, the world doesn't understand that. And quite frankly, a month ago, I would have not had the due diligence to be able to hold that place. I wouldn't to be able to hold that place of court with my guides to be able to receive that. I would not have had enough trust in my divine self. I would have just been very reactive and see, they're the problem. Well, they're acting like they are the problem. They really are. But it's all coming from me. It's all my dream. So if I want things to change, if I want to release suffering in my life, in my experience, I have to stop believing in suffering. If I want to stop believing in suffering, I have to stop playing victim, which means I have to stop believing in my past. Only then do I show up with a blank slate. Now, when I show up with a blank slate, they're showing me right now, I'm showing up with an empty basket and God could fill it. I can be, my basket could be filled to the brim with abundance, but I have to release the old prognosis. And because I was holding fear that the old would happen, I actually called it forth. Whew. Okay, does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Okay. And say your name one more time.
Jay.
Well, I'll start twofold. Because one is, when I tune into you, you totally get it. You really do. What I wanted to say is, like, be open to new agreements. And I don't know if you like dolphins, but dolphins like you. You have dolphin energy supporting you. and they're showing me a, you actually look like the guy in my oracle card. They're showing me an oracle card and it says, crown yourself. So those are two very, very powerful imageries to me, showing you what's open for you, what's available to you. And say your name one more time, please.
Jay.
I also see you eating stale bread. So it's very similar to the story I still explained to you. It's about, Jay, say your name one more time, please.
Jay.
You're coming into your right mind. You're coming into your right establishment. You're coming into your true acceptance. So for you to see in the external that which will delight you, you have to simultaneously correct the notion that it doesn't already exist. In other words, you decide what shows, what you're having for dinner. You decide what shows up on the menu. Jay, say your name one more time.
Jay.
Open up to, oh, give me a second, because when I try to do it, it stops. So it's showing me there's adjustment that needs to be made. Jay, say it one more time, honey.
Jay.
Open up to course correction. Open up to establishment. Open up to your holy responsiveness. In English, open up to, gosh, now I see why you're blocked, because every time I try to give you this answer, I get blocked. And say your name one more time.
Jay.
I'll say it this way. So you're doing Reiki or some kind of healing modality. When you do that, you hold, I've never really done Reiki and others, even though I've got all the attunements, but that's neither here nor there. But when you open up to it, you open up with faith that you're going to receive those universal source energies. They're going to flow through you. And you do that on the understanding that that which is receiving is due that occurrence, is due that luxury, is due that entitlement. What you're learning to do is include you in the overflow. So when you hold that for another, how to imagine receiving that for yourself, receiving that entitlement. And that's when they're showing me that oracle card, and it's like some prince or whatever, but it's like crown yourself, crown yourself. So if you ever do Reiki for yourself, play with it.
All the time.
Okay, yeah. So imagine what that would look like if you imagine those Reiki energies or universal consent. Oh gosh, give me one second. Jay, say your name one more time, please.
Jay.
Opening the doors of all possibilities, of all avenues in all your time frames. In other words, not just your physicality, your consciousness, your understanding. Jay, say it one more time.
Jay.
Follow the light. Follow the teacher, follow the master. You channel. You're like on the cusp. You channel, but you're receiving. Whether you receive words or not, you're receiving. What you're learning to do is trust that, align by that. So your question was, what can you do better? And Jay, say your name one more time.
Jay.
Open up to your true endowment. So that's the same thing of all the other stuff I was babbling about with the universal energies. It's really getting, it's almost like a confidence game of understanding your entitlement versus everything you experienced is really just ego, which is self-attack. So you're learning how to choose the light. You're learning how to choose and you're going to be washing away some old secrets. I don't know what they are. I don't need to know. But when I say secrets, it's like areas of impoverishment where it was just egoic energies, you know, communicating with you, talking with you, whatever it may be. You're doing it, by the way. I mean, like, I literally see, it's some kind of thing kids play with where they lace a cardboard. I don't know why that's, I guess, learning how to lace. But you've begun it. You've begun it. But again, when I said jaywalking, it's that discipleship. That discipleship, like using my example, of really being open to seeing what you're choosing, what you're believing, and then understanding what's playing out in your everyday. As you desire to know that, receive that, it'll be shown. But you're learning to stay in that meditative proxy, that meditative awareness, rather than, oh, it's just a linear day, what do you want for lunch? You know. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole. All thank
right.
you so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everybody, for your patience.
Good to see you. Lavender? Is that how you say it, my friend?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Hi, honey. How can we help you today?
So I have two questions, if you have time.
Please. Sure.
First, it comes back to some of the stuff we talked about in the previous meetings about my spiritual mission and progression and moving forward, and if there was a message around that. I've been experiencing a lot of energy, energetic feeling and transition, and I don't know if it's awakening or just whatever this that I feel like that I'm in, and I'm just trying to get clarity onto what's next and steps to the higher frequency that I'm shifting into.
Okay. So I would agree with you, because the second you started talking, I was getting energy through my entire being. I mean, you're just lighting up, my friend. You're supposed to. You're being activated. And it's time. They're saying in timely measure. So this is I don't know what level you're up to, but there's more to come. I'm going to say that. There's more to come. The other thing I don't remember my channeling, so I don't remember what I said to you previously, but just to confirm if I didn't say it previously, it's like a predestined sort of thing with you. So when you hold and maintain certain levels, you already have a setup. Like, there are those that are going to help you, support you, meet you, that sort of thing, where it's all, you all agreed upon it ahead of time. So it's going to make it very easy, excuse me, that doors are going to open. Like, you do your mastery work, I'll say it that way, and then doors will just open up when it's the right time. So you've got that advantage going for you. So your question is what should you be doing in preparation? So one moment, please. Yeah, you're just a bundle of love. You really are. Like, when I tune into you, it's you really are growing. One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Lavender.
And say it one more time.
Lavender.
I feel like there's no accident that you came after Jay. This is really about understanding your gift, understanding your power, and recognizing that you're a source of intent. Not to put any pressure on you, but they're saying in every waking moment, and they mean that quite sincerely. So in other words, as you strive for excellence, as you strive for attainment, I'll say this in English. It's like we've got this linear life going on. We have this story. But if you could imagine, it's almost like a DJ. You ever see a DJ where, I don't know if they do two records at one time, but in my world they do, because that's what I'm seeing. So it's sort of like they play those records back and forth and make all those groovy noises and all that skipping stuff. So imagine a DJ having two different record players. So on the one hand, you're reporting to duty and living your linear life. On the other hand, as you recognize that you come prepared, that you come endowed, you're going to wake up to your gifts. You're going to wake up to your grace. You're going to wake up to your higher step. And so that's what you want to start noticing. You want to start noticing consciousness. You want to start really receiving life on that second tier. So even though you're moving about the world in form, you're waking up to the light patterns. So as you just hold that intention, you just call upon your spiritual vision. When you're interacting with others, you're just going to start becoming a sensitive. You are already, but it's going to keep expanding, where you're going to know they may be smiling, but inside they're frowning. And you're going to feel like they're hurt, but not from a sense of just being an empath. It's about growing in your own understanding, in your own excellence, in your own establishment. And your guides are going to guide you. So like the other day, I was just telling strangers, I don't know, no one's a stranger and it's all my dream. But in my linear mind, they look like a stranger to me. But I was just passing on compliments and saying this, that, or whatever, or praying for people or whatever it was. Really, because I was being taught, I was being shown how to move into higher guidance, to move into, I know this sounds weird, but just imagine Jesus walking around the earth. He would walk. I mean, he would watch his step. There's no use in falling. But he also understood that higher mission, that higher agenda. He saw everybody as the Christ. He saw everybody in spirit. You're coming to a place of true claim where you're going to start realizing in a very tangible way. I don't know how you're going to receive it, but you'll know. It's like you can feel people's light or you can feel people's lack of light. You can feel people's hurt. You can also feel the power that you have to respond to that, the power that you have to lighten up the room, to bring forth exposure. You know, like I saw something on Facebook and it was, oh, who knows what the heck it said, but it was basically like, you know, the soul of a person is what it's about because that's what lights up the room. So obviously not with physicality, but with spirit. That's what you're attending to. You're really coming to understand who you are, what you're made of, and the influence and charge that you have that you distribute. So as you learn that course material, and you just have to be open to spirit in your everyday moments, and no big deal when you're not. I mean, we're going to get linear. We are. We're going to go back and forth because of our training, and that's fine. But the more that you hold that intention to keep coming back, with that amazing open heart that you possess, you're being groomed, you're being developed. And with that are going to come some practical, and say your name again, please.
Lavender.
Like some practical, motivating tips, advice. I don't know what it is, but I feel like you're going to get involved with some kind of, I don't know what it is. It's like someone does something similar to you that you're going to read, you're going to take the course, you're going to take the class, something, but it inspires you to lift off. It inspires you to your own process. So it's like you take it to the next level. And it's going to expand. And there may even be part of you that says like, well, I'm just copying someone else. No, you're not. Because your energy, your frequency has influence like no other. In other words, you're teaching people life through your own understanding and not in the mind, in the frequency offering. In other words, you're teaching, you're offering them your frequency. So what you offer others it may sound similar to someone else, but it's like a whole different country. It's apples and oranges because you're coming at it at a completely different vibration. Does that make sense?
Yes, that absolutely does.
Okay, and did you have a second question?
My second question was around relationship and about the guy that I was seeing, and I did some healing work. We got back together.
Okay.
He's in his healing process, and now we're not talking again. So I'm just trying to figure out and see, is this still the person that's in alignment to my soul's purpose, or is this another lesson and healing along the journey?
Okie dokie. And say your first name and their first name, please.
Levander Joshua.
Oh, and he adores you. He adores you. He's suffering because he really truly adores you. It's not 100% in alignment right now, unfortunately, I can tell you that. But I can tell you that they're very sincere feelings coming from his side, very sincere indeed. He is a hurting puppy dog. He really is. All right, so let me answer your question that you shared so beautifully. And say both names one more time, please.
Levander and Joshua.
I'll say this. The relationship needs to come up to a higher level for it to be compatible. And you were very insightful in recognizing that what that relationship has been doing is revealing the wounds of suffering that needed healing. Because when we think we enter a new partnership, we so are not. We're just bringing our past to, you know, collide with someone else's past. It's really what's going on. Very few times are we actually truly present with the other person. And so to your credit, you're realizing that. And to his credit, because on a higher level, you both know what the gig is about. You have traveled together in other lifetimes. My very strong feeling is you shall again. But for right now, the highest purpose, it's not like the universe doesn't care. I know this sounds so harsh, but what they really care about is your entitlements. And your entitlements is to release the prior provisions. In other words, the prior pain on both parties. That's what the relationship is about right now, is really to shock you, jolt you. Thank you. Couldn't get that word. To really jolt you into moving, into a higher station of life on both parties. No one's innocent. I won't say innocent, but there was learning to be done on both sides. That's why you chose to come together. You have, and say both names one more time, please.
Levander and Joshua.
You have opportunity to come together again as you choose. There's more clearing that needs to occur somehow together, separate, for it to be like a marriage in heaven. So in other words, it needs to be on a higher frequency for it to be a long-lasting thing. But from a higher self, both parties are well pleased in terms of, I'll say it this way, and I don't think I'm telling you anything you don't know. You both cared enough to not run and face music and realizing your responsibilities. So from that sense, your higher selves are applauding the union, regardless of future involvement, simply because there was enough charge, enough love, and continues to be, by the way, for you to have the holding pattern, for you to have the encouragement not to run. In English, with someone else, it's like no one cared enough to get out of their addictions, you know, or defenses. You know what I mean? Like addictions, like just doing stuff unconsciously. So that's what I'm trying to explain. There really is sufficient love, sufficient interest, that it really helped both to come up higher. So my feeling is, to sum it up, is that process is still ongoing. It's not done. So it's an option on both sides as far as what you guys want to do. But from a higher self, very well pleased. And there is further engagement down the line beyond this life, regardless of what occurs here. I hope that helps.
Absolutely. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And really good work on your end. I mean, they're very... oh, gosh, you're just so entitled. I'm just going to leave you with that. You know, you're really... maturing. So your guides just want to thank you. They're saying thank you for making their job so easy, is how it feels. Like, thank you for participating. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Nice to talk to you. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you?
I have a question for you.
Okay, sure. Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't know why.
Here, let me try my headphones.
Okay.
I was trying to record, but I'll catch it later. Better?
It's so much better. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll listen to the recording later. So I, you know, I've been on this quest for an office space, and I went and looked at this glorious space that I just stumbled across, literally stumbled across a few weeks ago, and it's amazing. It's amazing. There's three rooms and a kitchen and a bathroom on the second floor of this historic home. The man talked me down in price. He said, "What do you want to rent it for?" I told him. He said, "How about we go less?" So I think I'm manifesting the healing center.
Uh-huh.
When I thought that I was looking for office space. And my question is, you know, I've been in business by myself for so long, but I really think that I want to partner up with somebody else. And I'm getting ideas about who I want to approach, but I'm nervous to do it because really what my fantasy is that if I approach somebody, they'll say, "Yes, I've been thinking about something like this." Mm-hmm. And I approached one person so far, and she, we haven't gotten together in person to talk yet, but I think her answer might be no. And so I'm trying to figure out how to be led by spirit about who I'm going to partner up with, or do I open it by myself? I know already people who will come and do yoga classes and hopefully Reiki and workshops. I already know. I know all of it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I'm supposed to open this center by myself or with another person.
See the center being blessed by spirit. In other words, while you're busy walking around in form, remember that it's really a spiritual center. So invite spirit in it. In other words, the more that you can really see, what I see it as is an extension of your own healing sanctuary in your higher heart. So the more that you realize it's an extension of your own love, of your own bridge to the eternal, you will move into the space of true acquittal. What you're doing, it's so interesting. On the one hand, you're creating this like healing sanctuary, but on the other, it's the process is healing you. In other words, it's transforming you of your break with your own acquirement, your own extrasensory perception, your own alignment. So the more that you can really realize the symbolism of that, the transformational potentiality of that refinement, you're bringing, I'm still trying to get the right words for this, you're bringing heaven to earth. You're bringing heaven to earth. So the more that you can treat it as a like a physical manifestation of God's true wisdom, of God's true energetic arrival. In other words, continue to self-promote in terms of recognizing that this is being spiritually sponsored.
Okay.
The more that you come to appreciate those holy provisions. It's almost like, you know, Jesus is about to be birthed and we've got three wise men that know and they're on their way. So it's like a spiritual event that is prearranged, predetermined. So allow yourself to receive that. Is the word, not indoctrination. It's like proclamation. It's almost like through the Queen's authority, through God's authority, through God's stamp of approval. Just not getting the words today, but it's like that energetic override, that energetic protection. Endowment. The more that you understand, this is all about bringing spirit into form. It's not about Allison. It's about like the they're showing me you as the Empress card, you know, in Tarot. So it's like the more that you understand the holiness of this arrival, you will be better equipped to make decisions. Because you're not, oh, I just got phenomena over here confirming this. You're not going to be working from the linear. You're going to be working from the higher realm. It's a very different feeling when I make decisions that are totally not based on logic, that are just through spiritual guidance. It's weird to, in my words, it actually feels weird. Like, what the heck am I doing? That's what my mind wants to say. Like, stop. It helps to do it in small denominations. So when you're doing it, when it really doesn't matter, when you suddenly feel like you should turn right, even though you normally turn left, when it, just like stuff that really doesn't matter what you do anyway. It does in terms of your refinement, in terms of your, I got lights going off confirming this, it like building your confidence that you are connected. So really reminds me of your salads. But
yes.
The more that you really realize you specifically are being guided throughout your occurrence, throughout your day, you're really going to step up in terms of trusting that sponsorship. So in practical terms, in terms of who your question is, do I do it myself or through partnership? And say your name again, please.
Allison.
Well, I don't know if this is my own bias, but when I think of partnership, I don't feel like anyone is as high as you are. So if you had a partner, it was really, it's really just for someone to hold your hand. it's not like they're actually going to bring forth anything you don't already have, because you're actually the highest. So it's just because you don't want to be alone, not because you really need anybody else.
I don't want to be alone in a 3D sense. I don't want to be, I want endorsement from somebody else who's also connected in the community, and people say, what is this weird, this, what is this weird thing? Oh, well, so-and-so is partnering with her. It must be fine.
Because what would that give you that you think you're without?
I'm such an introvert that I've got connections with the community, but I don't have deep connections with the community. And so I feel like it would give me endorsement.
They're saying to prioritize your own endorsement. Love abounds. In other words, it's really about you believing in yourself. It's about you believing in yourself. There is no community. There is no world. There is no external. It's just really your own awareness. This is your own advisement, your own endeavor. How else do I explain this? And say your name one more time, please.
Allison.
I'll say it this way. You're a very strong manifester, so it is possible for you to manifest somebody. You'll probably